Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice sunshine here for a Friday edition of Tim and Tausch in the Morning here on The Fan. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Live here in the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt, Anthony Mandela, and you guys at 414-799-1250. We're going to break down that Packers victory 31-17 in just a little bit. Maybe this Cub Brewer thing, as they battle down the stretch here, it gotten a little bit too soft.
Just seems like everybody wants to be everybody's friend.
So we're going to talk to Danny Parkins of The Score in Chicago, and maybe if we can start a fire, and we'll see where his head's at, too, being a Cub fan. I'm assuming he's a Cub fan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a long time, born and raised Cub fan, so right. We'll be able to get mix that up a little bit.
Talking millennials and old school when it comes to sports, and it does drip off into life itself, but just in terms of sports, I believe it has had an impact on at least the game of baseball. Football, you know, I don't know. That's stood the test of time. It's still going to be a contact sport, and I don't know if, you know, that's more of a barbaric conversation, although there are some X's and O's and some nuances to it that you could get into, as you know. But baseball has always been that conversation type thing. That is lost. That has been lost. Look at the activities.
For sure.
Look at the activities you have at these stadiums, baseball stadiums. And this does go back to, you know, 60s, 70s, even 80s. The one activity you had at the stadium itself outside of observing baseball was what? I think it was the radar gun. Was that the one thing? I think that's the one thing I can look back at, just another activity at the ballpark. Was there any others? I don't recall any others.
No, I think that would probably be the top one.
Okay, now you've got, you know, not only that, you've got a batting cage, you've got these...
You got the kids' zone.
The kids' zone, the jumpy bubble. You can go slide down slides, a little amusement park at these places.
You can go over and hang out at the new bourbon bar. Go up there and get yourself a mixed drink. Maybe you want to have a cocktail.
Well, now you're talking.
Somebody else that's over there.
Now you're talking.
now we're speaking the same language.
Now that's some activities, yes. Jim... On the northwest side, you're up here on Tim and Tausch in the Morning.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you for one little thing you do, and you're only one on the station that does it, is that you give a 30-second weather forecast, and I really appreciate that.
Okay.
It eliminates moving the radio dial over to get it. Secondly, the length of the baseball games. Who really cares? If you like baseball, the longer the better. Third point is roster increases. I think that with the new age of starters going 5-6 innings, that they should increase the roster by one or two players to eliminate, calling position players to pitch.
Jim's idea, supplying more jobs for the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And if they really are interested in being up to the game, make a rule that the batters can only adjust their batting gloves once during an at-bat.
Okay.
That would speed it up.
Yeah. And another one that they're going to be running into in a few years, I mean, I've been a baseball fan since 1943, is that they're going to be more of this is going to be starting to come where a pitcher will throw at a batter and then he'll go out and play left field for one batter and then he'll come back in.
Right.
They should eliminate that once the pitcher leaves the mound. He's done for the day.
Well, I will meet you. Here's where I'll meet you on that particular thing, and we'll get back into this conversation. But once you leave the mound to go play left field for a batter, you shouldn't be allowed to warm up again. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good, very good point.
Okay. All right, Jim. Hey, thanks for listening.
One more point.
Oh, one more.
Okay. a conversation.
Why do people go spend $40, $50 for a baseball ticket and then sit and watch it on their telephone?
Bingo. Well, boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You send it.
All right, Jim.
Thanks.
Thanks. I'll tell you why.
Yeah?
Because not only did I pay for this ticket to go to the baseball game, right? Which makes whatever I want to do in my seat my right.
There you go.
All right? That is my right as a civilian and a citizen of this country. Do what I want. Damn it. I paid money for this seat. But why I would like to do it is because I want to supplement the ball game. Maybe I want to hear what Brian Anderson's calling the home run that Zeus just hit. I want to hear Bill Schroeder freaking out over a missed strike call by the umpire. I want to hear what the guys are talking about with Angel Hernandez behind the dish screwing every other call.
All that, you can break it down on the post-game show here on The Fan.
But then also, I want to make sure that I'm getting all the updates from the people that are live up in the booth, the producers that are up in the booth.
You ain't tweeting out your phone
for that. The Milwaukee Brewers
have
one man on with one out in the third inning. To score, they will need a base hit.
You're looking at 8-second video clips of someone in Tuscaloosa. That did something funky on a skateboard.
I'm watching some dude try to do an In My Feelings challenge, which you are going to do, by the way. We're going to do that. I'm watching this guy dance outside of a moving car and then tell his friend to drive over, and then he gets smoked by the car.
Great. Yes, all well and good. Not at a sporting event.
Well, why not?
Because we're watching the game, and we're going to talk about the game.
The game's so damn slow.
And we're going to talk about life. And how you doing, man? Yeah, how's school going?
Good. What'd you learn in school today?
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
Wait, what? That's what this has turned. It's the wait what generation.
Not calling them millennials. You're calling them waiters.
The wait what's? Yeah. Wait, what? Honest to God, those of you with kids, I swear to you, that right now, someone is saying right on. Right on, because I hear, wait, what, from my children. Wait, what? But couldn't you teach? Couldn't you bond? There's a bond there at a sporting event. I miss that. I miss that part of it. Don't you? You don't know what it's like, do you?
Yeah, we bonded. We had fun. We partied in the parking lot.
Had a beer in the parking lot.
Yeah, we cooked sausage and everyone was dancing.
Now we'll take it one step further.
Because I also have a stereo in here, too. I didn't tell you that, too. I can play every song that I like off this thing that's ruining our generation as well.
So with the earbuds in, you have...
No, I'm hooking that baby up to the Bluetooth.
Oh, that's right.
We're partying with the pill, man. We're turning that music up.
It's crazy how I think at least baseball has adjusted. Launch angle, long ball.
Mm-hmm. NBA has always been the fast pace. They just embraced it.
They did. They do a nice job of it.
And what we were talking about with football, I'm talking about taking the big hits out of the game, sticking some guy across the middle. That is not playing into the social media generation.
And this,
who would like to see that?
And this for Jim. Jim, sunshine today. Looks like a high is going to be around 80. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A little bit on the humid side. Overnight low is going to be around 68. And sunshine for your Saturday. Over the weekend, 82. You like that?
That was beautiful.
Indeed.
Michael Cohen would probably like it, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk Packers football 31-17. They get the win, their first preseason game. We'll talk to Michael Cohen, our insider from The Athletic, next here on The Fan. A23, good morning, Tim and Tausch in the morning. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries live here in the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. The boys, I don't know if they're back on Monday, I think. I know they're out of town.
I don't know when they're coming back.
I guess we're going to be told some news at 10 when we get off the air. So
during our performance evaluation, this millennial conversation might work out. Did you bring another shirt for that? For our performance review after the show?
No, I got to fill out my show exit form. You need to fill out your exit forms before you meet with the... Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
With your shift supervisor.
Yeah. we'll see what happens. And coming up, we will next hour talk with Danny Parkins of The Score in Chicago, our sister station there. And the Cub-Brewer rivalry, it's going to intensify after the weekend here, Tuesday and Wednesday. How big are those games? You have the Packers and the Bears rivalry week one. That's a Sunday night affair. How's Trubisky doing? We'll check in with Danny Parkins on that, among other things. Michael Cohen should be joining us shortly here. You had the game last night. No Brewer game to compete with that. So you
to block your attention span.
Focus a little bit on that. No Aaron Rodgers. However, you did have Davante Adams, Jamal Williams. I mean, the two key elements in there. So I wanted to see, and I'm all for Aaron Rodgers and a lot of quarterbacks at least getting a series in the first game.
Gary Ellerson almost fell off his chair when I was in here. Was that a week and a half ago? Post-game show ended. Gary came back, and we did the last hour of the big show.
Yeah.
Almost fell out of his chair when I said, dude, I want to see Aaron Rodgers throw like 20 balls in the preseason. Man, what do you need that for? Best quarterback in football. Frankly, I just wanted to see him loosen up. Wanted to see him get live reps.
Yeah.
And I was with you. I wanted to see him at least for a series last night. And you're playing in front of the home crowd. People come out. They pay good money. I mean, finally the Packers discounted those preseason tickets. I know some people their regular season games went up to like 120, and the preseason got back down to face value of $70. That's the right thing to do if you're not going to see any starters. But you still got people paying good money to come in there and see the green and gold. If you put the shoulder pads on, what does it hurt?
Yeah, now, I don't believe that it's – I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that that would be the impetus behind why they would do it from their perspective.
And they don't owe you anything.
No.
They don't owe you
anything.
No.
What they do owe you is full-on effort to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That being said, if you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to rely on just Davante Adams, Randall Cobb, and Jimmy Graham, you're mistaken. There's going to be more receivers catching footballs from Aaron Rodgers. That being said, why wouldn't you put him in there? Put him in there for a series. Case in point, Andrew Luck played in the first preseason game yesterday. Cam Newton played. Ryan Tannehill played. Russell Wilson played. Jimmy Garoppolo played. There's a lot of big-time quarterbacks that did play, and mm-hmm. they did not fear the injury.
No. They were going in there to make sure. Now, obviously, Andrew Luck needs to get in there, right? Hasn't played in over 500-some days. Aaron Rodgers also coming off a pretty serious injury. Is there something to be said for getting in there with some shoulder pads on? You're hitting another team. You've been busted in OTAs and mini camps and training camp.
He didn't play last year to finish up the season. Not like his season was
done.
One
game, but he did not look good. He didn't look good in Carolina. The arm strength wasn't there.
The fear of injury is bugging me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now that may be an old school thing, like our last conversation.
Sure,
it might be. You play football. You develop chemistry. You learn things. You learn. It could, the communication from the sideline in on a play, the communication between receivers and the gel and chemistry of those, that all could win you a Super Bowl. Now, if you're not saying, if you're okay with Aaron Rodgers not playing last night, then when does he play then?
Now, this is where it would come in, because last night I was cool with him not playing after I saw 69 on the sidelines in shorts. I saw 65 Lane Taylor hanging out with a ball cap on. He wasn't playing. Bulaga wasn't playing. The only real starter that you had in there was Corey Linsley. I'm cool with you not playing if your regular guys in front of you aren't playing, right? If you're going in there with dudes that aren't regulars, then I'm not about to risk you getting injured. But I do want to see you next week for at least put up the pads.
So if you say then that Aaron Rodgers is more important to the Packers than would be Cam Newton to the Panthers, I don't know if I can agree to that. It's relative to the team, is
mm-hmm.
it not?
Sure.
I'm not saying that Cam Newton and Russell Wilson are better quarterbacks than Rodgers. just in relation to their team, they're just as important.
They are.
Yet they're playing football.
But also, in the same vein, who do you trust not to get hurt? Cam Newton, 6'5", 250 pounds? Or Aaron Rodgers has broken his collarbone twice and has had multiple concussions?
That's just circumstance, though. I mean, any of these quarterbacks can get pounded.
Yeah, but Cam Newton's a physical. For that dude's a linebacker, a D-end running around. There's a little bit different when I'm throwing Aaron Rodgers out there.
He could shrug off an Oren Burks.
Yeah, 34 years old. Cam Newton, physical prime, physical beast. But I understand the camp that wants to see Rodgers play in the preseason. Because I was in that. I do want to see him play.
I'm in that camp.
But I was down with them not playing him last night.
Geronimo Allison.
Your boy, yeah. 81, didn't look amazing last night.
Equanimous, you know, can we get some...
MVS?
Can we develop something here?
Number 10, D'Angelo Yancey, apparently taking big strides. Rodgers, you don't want to throw him one in front of the crowd?
You just got done chastising some of these younger receivers, right?
Yeah, that he did.
So don't you want to get in there and see if your words had an impact? I think you should play this next game. You should play.
I think you should play a series in this next game.
A quarter and then a half?
No, I'm not playing him in the fourth one. Primarily, though, that's not because of Aaron Rodgers. And this is another counterpart to an argument of taking the fear of injury out of it. I got dudes that I got a legitimate battle for that second quarterback spot.
No, you don't.
Sean Kizer, Brett Hundley.
No.
But then if you don't, but Tim, then if it's not a battle, then I'm trying to get something for the other dude.
That's true. You want to showcase that other dude.
So you play, yeah. You do your thing. We'll game plan with you. We'll get you some good reps. We'll see if we can go get a sixth rounder back for him.
Yeah.
I'm fine with giving Kizer and Hundley and your boy Nick Boyle or Tim Boyle.
Timmy Boyle.
Opportunity to play.
My man, Timmy
Nick Boyle just sounds better, doesn't it?
It does. Sounds more football.
Mm-hmm.
That I understand. Those guys getting the reps. But you're trying to win a Super Bowl here. You play football. You're a football player. Go play football. You can't run scared on this thing. You'd be smart about it. You're not going to expose yourself, if you're Aaron Rodgers, to susceptible injuries or whatever. But come on, man.
But it's not
go
like
play football.
And I mean, baseball guys do it too, where you'll play a couple of innings and then go hit the golf course. So in the second preseason game, Aaron, this is what I want you to do. I want you to play the first series, then walk straight into the locker room, do your press conference, and then just leave, just like a regular baseball player would spring training. Because they're not getting paid for it, right?
Or what they used to do at the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. They're taken out of the game, they go to the airport.
Yeah, the All-Star game in Milwaukee when, where are all the pitchers? Well, they're all on their way to General Mitchell. They're all gone.
414-799-1250. How much... And when do you play Aaron Rodgers? We'll continue our conversation next. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt. It's Tim and Tausch in the morning here on The Fan.
Brewers fans, who was yesterday's Chili's MVB? Be the first to know at 799-1250, and you'll win $20 Chili's cash. Chili's is back, baby. Back! This is Chuck and Winkler on the only station Brewers fans need, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Tim and Tausch in the morning here on The Fan.
And we're back, baby.
Back. Yeah, well, on Monday, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see if we're back, baby.
We'll see how that goes. Scott had an idea. Hold on, Scott. We got to get to Don first. Don, Chili's MVB and the Brewers' nasty game yesterday. Who do you have?
Hi, Tim and Tausch. Nice to hear you guys in the morning and at night. Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, I hated to do it. I hated to give the
MVP. That
was the
first time you've done it this year.
Yep, I hated to do it, but that dude kills us, and he killed it yesterday. All right, Don, you pick up free dinner at Chili's. It's brought to you by Chili's. Chili's is back, baby.
Back.
All right, hold on a second. We'll get your information. Scott, you had an idea. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Love listening to your show. I want to just suggest, if you don't have a title for your show, how about the TNT Dynamite Show?
TNT Dynamite.
You got some dynamite you can play over there?
You guys just it out big time.
All right. Well, yeah.
I'm hoping to.
Yeah. Yeah, we try.
Birthday.
Hey, by the way, we all need to see. Here's another millennial thing. Baby Tao's here. It's his birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you later on tonight after the game.
Yep. He's miffed. You're miffed a little bit because Facebook normally...
I'm just thrown off, Tim. I'm thrown off.
Normally, Facebook would like auto-generate like happy birthday to you because you've inputted that when started your Facebook page.
So when everybody goes to their Facebook page, you see like right in the side the birthdays and all your friends that have birthdays today. And right away, you can just click on there and write on their timeline, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, dude. Happy birthday, Tim. Apparently, Facebook just doesn't think that I like positive reinforcement and patting myself on the shoulder and having people tell me how cool I am and wishing me a happy birthday. Apparently, they just don't want to.
Yeah, well, they don't want to wish you a happy birthday. They don't want to tell you how cool you are.
It's just like,
so we'll
on,
spread
man.
The word here. Help spread the word.
About how awesome my birthday is.
How awesome it is to have a birthday. Now you're sounding a little bit like Rami Makhlouf.
Good. That's all I really want to do in life is sound like Rami Makhlouf.
It's true. Speaking of which, next hour, we will re-employ our staff here on The Fan.
Yeah. We're all looking for new jobs, usually. You're always looking for work in this business.
What do you think The Fan staffers here would do for a living in the world of sports if it weren't sports talk radio?
So what you're saying is, like, being a part of a sports organization, like a team, like a college athletics department.
A league.
Okay, so this could be front office.
Sure.
Equipment manager.
Grounds crew.
Mascot.
Possibly.
Good, because I have one guy that I think would be a great male cheerleader.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So stick around for that. We'll reassign in the world of sports our Fan staffers. And it might be an upgrade for some of them.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you'll like your new job.
Absolutely.
You don't have to dislike it.
Danny Parkins from The Score in Chicago will join us too, and we feel that this Cub Brewer rivalry is a little soft, and so we're going to fire things up a little bit.
He's also had some conversation, Tim, on his show, I know, just talking back and forth with him, that people down in Chicago are just not even worried about the Brewers. They're really not even paying attention. If the Brewers win, cool. Good for them. They got to win. They're not worried about it. Like, I mean, you and I, after games, we're losing our minds every time the Cubs are in a one-run game.
Absolutely.
People down there are just saying, we'll look like at the end of the year.
It's a pennant race. So we'll get to Danny Parkins next hour, as well as a couple of other things that we'll button up. So a lot to get to. And we will get to Michael Cohen next from The Athletic and talk about a Packers victory last night. What did he get out of it? We'll talk after the break here. Tim and Tosh in the Morning. You got The Fan.
Let's go get it! The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
31-17, the Packers beat the Titans last night, game one of the preseason schedule, and Packers football underway. Tim and Tosh in the Morning, welcome back to Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, and time to hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as all our guests do, and we'll talk to Michael Cohen, our insider here on the morning show, talking some Packers football. He's from The Athletic. Michael, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. You okay today?
A little tired, but yeah, I'm good.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it, Michael. What time did you get out of that place last night? Preseason, it probably the game wrap was a little bit shorter, right?
I got out of there at 10 after 3.
Ooh, 10 after 3. So the only real places open are like those late night diners for you to go in and grab a bite, right?
Well, I went straight home and tried to go to sleep, but yeah, it's a late night.
Okay, come on. Tim and Tosh in the Morning. Here we go.
We got him going.
It's on three.
Do we need some applause here? Let's get some of that in there.
It's on three. 3:19, set. Hut.
Hype.
Here we go. What did you get out of the quarterback play last night in the ball game?
I thought it was a very important step for Brett Hundley, even the way that he played last night. I thought that for a guy who had as many issues as he did last season, who looked as inept at times as he did last season, that to bounce back as strongly as he did and show the type of command he had with the first string offense against, you know, the majority of the starters on the Tennessee side of the ball, I thought was extremely encouraging for the Packers. And I think if he can continue to do that, it would give them more confidence that he could perhaps be a reliable backup this year. Now, he certainly has played well in the exhibition games before, going back to his rookie season when he finished second and third in the league in yards and passer rating over the four games when he was a rookie during training camp. But the bottom line is that, you know, mentally he did what he needed to do and bounced back and showed that he can make some of the throws and the reads that he wasn't making last year. So I thought it was a positive step in the right direction for him.
Hey, Hundley is not going to make this team, right? I mean, you don't trade Randall to get Kizer just to let Kizer go, right?
Depends if Kizer is ready. The thing about Kizer is that he had to go through a rebuild literally from the ground up. They changed his footwork. They asked him to lose a lot of weight because he came in and he wasn't in the right condition.
Well, then why did they trade for him then? If he's got all these mechanical issues and there are some concerns there, why would they do that?
Well, they reworked the mechanics of every quarterback that comes here. They did the same thing with Rodgers when they drafted him.
Gotcha. Okay.
The process of playing for Mike McCarthy and his staff, they want everyone to have the same footwork. They want everyone to have the same fundamentals. And so they break down quarterbacks and rebuild them from the ground up, essentially. So with Kizer, you know, he can be the number two backup if he does all the things they want him to mechanically, you know, body-wise, composition, all those things. And then plus he has to show a command of the playbook and a command of the offense, you know, all in the span of basically from April to now. And it's hard to do that, even though he's been a starter in the NFL. So what I'm getting at is that the only way Hundley doesn't make this team is if Kizer plays so well in the next couple of weeks that the Packers can be totally confident in him as their backup quarterback. And based on what we saw last night, I don't know if he's going to get to that point. Not to say that he won't ever get there, just I don't know if he can do it over in the span of the next three games. So I would say right now there's a better chance than not that Hundley does make the roster.
Unbelievable.
Michael, just watching Kizer yeah. in that two-minute drive, though, and I get that he started for a full season with the Browns last year, obviously didn't win any games, but you had plenty of time coming from behind in a two-minute drill. I did like the poise that you saw out of the dude during that two-minute stretch before the half.
It's hard to say. You know, Mike McCarthy said in his post-game press conference that it wasn't exactly a full two-minute experience because they didn't have the right personnel on the field for that situation. Mike McCarthy wasn't saying it was a mistake not having the right personnel out there. It's just they would have treated a real two-minute situation differently than they did. And, you know, I mean, you like the fact that Kizer moved the ball. You don't like the fact that he got down to the four-yard line, had four pass plays called, and couldn't put the ball in the end zone, and they turned it over on downs. There were some times when he made some questionable decisions. There were some times when he made some questionable throws. And I thought Kizer was pretty honest in his assessment. He called it a so-so performance by him and what he wanted to accomplish. And so I think that was a pretty honest, you know, indication of where he stood. And then the fact that Hundley came out and said he was really excited about his play and thought he played really, really well sort of gave you the dichotomy between the two guys. One was extremely pleased with what he put on the field, and the other one was just okay about what he put on tape.
All right, Michael, let's just get to just finish up. We're running short on time here. Let's finish up with you. Is it okay if you kind of go out and have a couple of beers with Tim and Tausch? We're gonna re-energize. Would you be interested in that?
I don't know about that. I need a drinker. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay. What do you do for fun, Michael? Let's get to know Michael Cohen.
I'm a sports nut. I like to go out and play sports. I love soccer. I love basketball. Used to play a little tennis in my free time and love those opportunities to get out there and just run around.
Well, Michael, if you want to hit the blacktop, I could I'll show you something down on the low block, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that I'm Akeem Olajuwon, but if you're trying to play a little ball, I might be able to back you down and put up a couple.
Well, there you go. There you go. Sounds like a plan.
It sounds awesome. Fun. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it, man. Sorry to wake you up.
All right. See you, fellas. No problem. See ya.
All right.
There's Michael Cohen of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Tim. You start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.
Much prefer to run around and play soccer than fly to Vegas and have some drinks, but, I mean, that's me. A little funky with that cell phone, too.
Yeah, I didn't know cell towers were so bad up in Green Bay. I mean, it's not that small of a city, is it?
No,
but it should be that bad?
No.
That was rough.
The Hunley Kaiser thing is becoming more and more fascinating to me this morning. Just this morning. I thought it was a slam dunk. Now, he's our insider, so I take that very serious.
And we're going to get more from Mike Clemens here before the break and before the sports flash that there was definite conversation in that locker room last night. It appeared that everybody was focused on that backup quarterback job.
Haven't we done this, been there and done that with Hunley? And everyone said, well, let him go. He's still developing. Let him go. He's still developing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one of those
guys. We're going to go back to that just in case things go haywire with Rodgers? We're going to go back to that?
I don't see them keeping three quarterbacks.
It's ridiculous.
I don't see them keeping three quarterbacks.
You and made a trade of
both with less than a season and a half full under their belts.
Pretty damn decent defensive back. Would you agree? In Demaryius Randle?
Talent-wise, yes.
Yes.
Head-wise, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kids mature.
For sure.
You made a trade that guy for that guy, and then that guy, Kaiser, is not your keep our Super Bowl hopes alive backup quarterback? Then why did you do that then?
Yeah,
can you clear me up on that?
I wish I could, but I don't. In all due respect to Mike, I just can't see them keeping both. So if it is true that Kaiser's going to have to play out of his mind for the next three games to make Brett Hundley not have a job, I don't really see it. I don't know how he does have a job.
Hundley or Kaiser?
Hundley.
Yeah. I don't
unless
know.
You're
I'm confused.
Unless you're working on a trade for one of the two.
No, I'm just a little confused.
I don't see DeShone Kaiser getting traded twice in the span of 6 months.
Yeah, I just and if you go back and there's a philosophy here for me, Billy, and that is when you are a team that is expected to win a Super Bowl, then you have to cover your flank just in case you lose your stud. You have to have the backup there because your Super Bowl chances go from here down to here. Without a backup quarterback, a viable backup quarterback. I'm not saying you
like Tim Boyle.
I'm not saying you maintain the same Super Bowl chance.
Sure.
I'm just saying they're still alive to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
When you had Hundley in there last year, you went from Rodgers to a viable option to win a Super Bowl to gone.
You went from a 12-1 to a 60-1.
Yeah, just gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you learn? Just in case you lose that Super Bowl viable chance at the top, why didn't you bring in a veteran guy? And I like the attempt with Kaiser, a number one guy. And then all of a sudden, he's going to be a bubble man? I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it either.
Yeah,
I'm not
all right.
It.
We'll talk more after the break here. It's Tim and Tausch in the morning. You have the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.